Shade 45, it's the morning after. I'm Angela Yee.
Elliot Wilson.
And it's time to do Rumor Report. We do have a very special call on the line. By the way, DJ Winner's favorite producer of all time.
Legendary.
And I'm a big fan, too. I'm not going to lie. Guy was my favorite group growing up.
Jam. Everybody's, man.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam.
Jam for me. Teddy Riley's on the line. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm not going to lie. You sound a little down right now.
I am. I'm spending every moment just trying to just, you know, clear my name and, you know, just make sure everybody knows the truth.
Okay, you know? I want to, because we talked about that this morning. And actually, Nephew to Don, who's your godson, hit me this morning, too. He was listening and he said, you know, don't go in on Teddy because y'all don't know him. And he's a great guy. And make sure you say that on the air. So I'm going to say that no. He hit us up to let us know.
I mean, being in this business for so many years, I haven't heard anything about me. You know what I'm saying? And this whole situation with what happened in my home should have stayed in my home. And for my children to go out and do that, you know, it's really not cool. You know, I've never put my hands on my children. And the whole situation that came about wasn't about me putting my hands on it. It was about me disciplining my children. And they're grown, you know, 18 and 21. When you're grown, you know what I'm saying, if you want to disrespect me in my home, then it's time for you to live on your own. And that goes everywhere in this doggone world with adults, you know, and a lot of people.
Hello?
That's what I took, was a stand, you know. The whole rumor about hitting my daughter with a guitar, no, I never hit my daughter with a guitar. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's seen, you know, that's what it's coming out to be on the internet, and it's not true.
Well, they posted pictures of themselves, like, looking bruised up and everything, and they said they had to
put it through Twitter, I guess, right? That's how I kind of got out, right, Teddy? Through Twitter,
well,
I guess?
Well, you have to look at that, right? And if that was the truth on that, I would have been in jail when they came here, and, you know, my daughter's told them a lie. You know, it's all a big lie. They told them I had a gun, and I had the gun pointed at them, which is not true. You know what I'm saying? And it's all leading, and it's all leading to them telling the lies, and I'm really coming out. I'm just letting everybody know the truth, that I was basically, you know, trying to put my foot down, discipline my children.
What caused the conflict? What was the problem?
Well, the conflict was we had a discrepancy over, you know, them telling me, you know, they don't like me, they don't like, you know, and they disrespected me basically in my face but with words. And I said, you know, if y'all feel that way, I feel y'all should go ahead and live on your own. So why don't y'all start packing your stuff and doing what y'all, go do what y'all need to do.
I was reading somewhere that they don't like your girlfriend or something.
They don't have nothing to do with my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? My girlfriend is a whole... This is years. Mm-hmm. And now we've been together for a few months. So it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's so many years of me taking the stuff that they've been doing to me and, you know, the disrespect in my home. You know what I'm saying? When I'm not home and I'm on tour... You know what I'm saying? They disrespect my home. They don't clean their rooms. You know, so I got a brand new home.
So this has been an ongoing problem, basically.
Yeah, it's been ongoing for the last 3 years that they've been with me. So, you know, I had to put my foot down, and I used Christmas. Christmas was a time where they want a lot of stuff, and I usually put together budgets and, you know, I go all the way on Christmas. Everybody knows that. Now I'm a great father, man. I don't mess around with this. I'm not no deadbeat father. I have 6 children, and I know all my children, and I spend time with my children.
Okay. Now, where is the mother in this whole situation with your two daughters that we're discussing now?
Well, that's the problem that I'm dealing with right now because, you know, she's using this situation, you know, and taking advantage of the situation to take my son. You know what I'm saying? My son and I, you know, little Teddy, we have a bond. You know, he goes to school here. He's been going to school here for the last year and a half. Why all of a sudden you want to take my son? You know what I'm saying? So I'm really, really bothered, and I'm hurt right now. I'm just, you know, trying to keep my composure and just keep myself going.
Now, have your daughters tried to reach out to you after all of this to, you know, are they showing any regret now for it?
I mean, their whole goal was to put this on the air. It's a whole thing driven by money. You know what I'm saying? Now that you're not going to get anything from dad anymore, let's try and shut dad down.
Mm-hmm. So and you do have to go to court now. You have a hearing for this?
I haven't even been served. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's a restraining order, a temporary restraining order, and I went downtown to, you know, investigate it. I went to the court office to investigate it. There is one. But, you know, whoever put it in, I don't know if they did the paperwork right. So I'm waiting for, I'm either waiting for them to serve me or I'm just going to go there and get the paperwork. But it's just, it's small court, small claims court, you know, and the reason why they put superior on there is because it's on the sign, but this is not a superior case.
Okay.
This is a case where you have to go get a hearing and, you know, they'll tell you to stay 100 yards away from the children, but they don't understand him. The seriousness about this is they have to stay 100 feet away from me. I'm 100 yards away from me as well.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're doing all of this basically. It's for money. And
Would you want to reconcile at this point, Teddy, or you just feel like they need to be on their own and just there needs to be a time away?
They do need to be on their own because they're old enough to, and then, you know, they can't just keep living off of me because ain't no man going to want no woman like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want an independent woman. And
Teddy?
Where you be independent. Start by cleaning your room. Start by doing this and making yourself a
I can't believe
yourself.
That they're not ready to move out because when I was 18, when
you
I was 17,
go, right?
I was off to college.
I moved out of my home at 16.
You was making hits then.
Well, I mean, my first record with Dougie Fresh.
Yep, New Generation,
you know,
right?
I didn't make a lot of money from it, but sure. I made something. And I got a publishing deal through Zomba Records in 1984.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they don't work or do anything?
They do, you know, they dance, you know, for different people and different artists. But
what do you,
you know,
mean they dance for artists?
You mean like in videos?
They're dancers, you know.
Okay.
Real dancers.
Okay.
So they're dancers for, like, you know, they dance in videos and different things like that. And they made that their career. So, you know, but they don't bring home, like, a steady pay or, you know, a big check, like, every 3 months, like, you know, myself.
Right.
So, you know, it's not something that is steady for them. But, you know, if that's what they want to make their careers, I can't, you know, have them living off of me. And, you know, they bring it home $2,000 or $3,000 a month. And, you know, they don't even buy anything to clean their room with.
Mm-hmm. Damn. You know, we were saying it's a difficult situation, though, that you're in right now. Because these are your daughters. So, naturally, you want to have a good relationship with them and take care of them and make sure they're good. But at the same time...
Listen, that was my goal from the beginning when Deja turned 18. You know, I'm going to help you, help her start a company and different things like that and do her business right. And, you know, she's, some of it she found, some of it she didn't. And, you know, and it made her independent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she was being driven to, you know, just live off of dad, you know, like she told my mom, you know, dad, you gotta, you know, dad, let us live here. You know, we live in here rent free.
So you felt like you had to say something about it because your character was now on the line. People were saying that you just...
Of course. I mean, I have to say something about it or it would just continue.
And you like to keep a low profile anyhow, so...
That's the one thing that I always try to maintain is keeping a low profile because that's the best way to make money with a low profile.
Okay.
If I have to do, you know, publicity or do radio or whatever, I'm fine with doing it. I'm good on it.
All right. Well, we're sorry that this is the way that we had to speak to you for the first time ever, Teddy Riley.
Yeah, I know, but it's all good, man. I thank y'all for just giving me this opportunity and, you know, to speak my piece and, you know, like I said.
What happened to your daughter's face, though? Because she did look like she got a little banged up.
If you think about it, you can do Photoshop, you can do pretty much anything. Like I said, if that was really how she looked, I would be in jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
The police came here and they took pictures of me, they took pictures of her. So if that was any bit what it was, I would be inside a jail. They would have arrested me for that night,
right?
At least.
Okay.
They took me and... We both called the police at the same time. The one thing that made them come was they told them I had a gun.
Wow.
And I'm pointing it at them. You know, the police jumped quick to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they
ain't
jumped
heard
quick
that part.
To me saying, I need the police to come here. I have a domestic situation and I need you to get these grown-ups out of my home. They didn't jump to that.
How can you do that to your... How can you call the police on your dad like that and say that he has a gun?
You know what I'm saying? They had me in the middle of the floor, middle of the ground, the concrete, face down. Helicopter over my head, 6 cars blocking off my street because they said I had a gun. I'm on the phone at the same time talking to their mother. When I'm talking to their mother, they thought my phone was a gun. They said, drop the gun. This is L.A. police. Get on the floor. Get on the ground. Spread your legs. Come on.
Wow.
Come on, you don't do that to your father. If you had a little bit of love for him.
All right, well, you know what? I really hope all of this is going to end up being rectified, and we'll definitely follow the story, but we're so glad that you called us up to clear everything.
Teddy, thank you, man.
Well, thank y'all for having me.
Legendary producer.
Teddy Riley.